Continuing the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia, we now discuss bonds and find out how we can make these instruments work in our favour. This time, we talk with CIMB Group's Dato' Lee Kok Kwan, who tells us what bonds are.
Bonds are loans where the borrower, which is the bond issuer, guarantees to pay the loan principal at maturity, the face value of the bond, on a fixed maturity date, as well as to pay fixed rate of interest every 6 months until it matures.
As an investment asset class, it does provide a certain level of certainty when it comes to its payouts. In addition, it provides this certainty over a longer period as well.
They are typically medium to long term, and they are typically fixed rate. They can range from 2-3 years all the way to 30 years, sometimes even longer, depending on the need of the issuer versus what the markets have demand for at the point in time.
Bonds too have more plus points compared to many other forms of investment. That is why, according to Lee, they are very popular with many investors, from individuals to large organizations.
Bonds have two general characteristics. The two main benefits are that one is a relatively safer asset class, where the principal and interest coupon payments are guaranteed by the issuer, failing which they will go insolvent. And secondly, bonds provide much greater mathematical certainty on your total returns over a longer term investment horizon, as the yield is fixed rate regardless whether rates go up or down. This is why bonds and sukuk are typically very popular for the longer term savers, so pension funds, life insurance companies and mutual funds unit trusts.
So if you are considering putting some money aside for your retirement in bonds, how do you go about doing it?
You can get access through a variety of ways, because bonds typically are over-the-counter. They don't trade on public exchanges. They typically trade over-the-counter through banks. That's where the access is you to buy direct. If you don't buy direct, you can get exposure to mutual funds, unit trusts. So in Malaysia, unit trust mutual funds is one way to go. If you're a high-net-worth individual, you can certainly buy direct through the bond markets. But like anything else, make sure you get more than one quote.
Of course, there are also some risks, but these are usually associated with the issuers of the bonds themselves. And to evaluate what these risks are, we need to evaluate how sound each bond issuer is.
Credit rating is very useful. The annual credit rating review are also typically published. The other thing to also look out for is whether the credit rating is stable, whether there's positive outlook or negative outlook, potential downgrades. And usually potential downgrades is because the credit is no longer as good as what it was before. Or if the company is doing better, then there might be a credit rating upgrade. The other one that's important is the information memorandum, the trust deed. And these are in SC's website, which spells out the credit details and structure of the bond and sukuk.
In Malaysia, the roles played by regulators like the Securities Commission have ensured the local bond offerings have the reputation of being among the most secure in the world.
The corporate bond markets in Malaysia has been recognized as one of the most successful in the world for domestic currency bond market. And SC and Bank Negara play a major role in developing the local currency bond markets. And you can see by size today, large corporates and government don't go to the bank markets for loans anymore. Their first port of call is the corporate bond market. And because these are very safe instruments from a credit quality point of view, the demand has been significant.
All in all, Lee says bonds have been regarded as one of the safest investments, providing a level of certainty as well as reasonable returns.
This is an asset class that's good for investors, because you can't put 100% of your savings in this particular asset class. But you certainly should put a good proportion, 30, 40, 50% for your long-term savings, because it gives you mathematical certainty as to how much you will have 10 years from now, 15 years from now.
And so it is. As with any type of investment instrument, always be aware of their risks and rewards. How should you balance them out? This has been the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. For the whole series so far, visit investsmartsc.my. BFM, be financially minded.